Craig Gabriel has joined us on the line from Roland Garros after a very dramatic weekend in tennis for the French Open. Craig, welcome.
Bonjour.
Oh, bonjour to you too. We've had fairly dramatic events in the last couple of days there at Roland Garros, none more so than last night when Novak Djokovic was taking on Stefanos Tsitsipas in the men's final. And your mate, the Greek freak, looked like it was home and hose, 2-0 down, but the robot, Novak, said, not on my watch, fella, I'm taking it from here.
Look, it wasn't a great match. It was a good match, and it certainly provided plenty of attention on it. There were moments that you didn't know where it was going, and certainly after the first two sets, as an example, you're just saying, you really thought that Tsitsipas could go through with this. But Novak, he's done it now, I think, three times at the tournament. After losing a couple of sets, he's gone off and changed shirts and clothes and underwear and whatnot, and has come back like a renewed person. And that's what happened again today. I mean, he did it against Musetti a couple of rounds ago, etc. Sorry. He turned this match around, and Tsitsipas said he didn't understand why his own game sort of fell away, and he wasn't quite getting the oomph on his shots as he was in the first couple of sets, but full marks to Novak because the history that he's created with this result, over 4 hours and 11 minutes in the five-setter, it means he's now won a second French Open, which makes him the first and only man in the Open era to have won each of the four majors multiple times.
Yeah, I think he joins.
It's an amazing achievement.
Going back to not the Open era, but Emerson and Lev are the other two, is that right?
Yep. Emerson and Lev, for the entire history of tennis, not just the Open era, it's now only three of them. Roy, Rocket, and now Novak that have achieved something like that, which is phenomenal.
Now, Craig, we keep talking about this, about Djokovic, Federer, and Nadal, and who's the best. And I know you don't like engaging in this sort of conversation because they're all such great players. But as it stands now, he's only one behind Nadal and Federer. He's got winning records against Nadal and Federer. And to win his second French Open, he had to beat Nadal, albeit in a semi-final. There was doubts about him that maybe he just lost the plot, probably more mentally than anything else a few years ago. He seems to now be back where he was.
He certainly did seem to lose the plot when he lost to Checkinato over here at the French Open a few years ago, and he went off hiking in the mountains, and he was really, off with the pixies. But certainly he's turned things around, and, he said that the likes of Federer and Nadal's records keep on inspiring him and push him to chase them, but he, at the same time, is creating his own path and his own journey. He says, just like they would be doing their own, I'm doing it my way. Now he wants even, obviously, greater glory because he made it clear he is now gunning for the Grand Slam. He's got the first two legs of it, the Australian, the Melbourne-Paris double. And the last time that happened was in 2016, which was Djokovic again. And before that, it was Jim Courier in 1992. And he says, I'm going to be honest. I'll say it. I don't see why I shouldn't. I'm going for the Wimbledon title. He said, then we'll see what happens with the U.S. and also Tokyo, because if he wins the gold medal and closes out the other two, he'll do what Steffi Graf did, the Golden Slam.
Steffi's birthday today too, Craig. Just send her a text. You probably sent her a text already, but just...
I did. I sent it to Andre because I sent her something else, a little gift or whatever, and I sent it through to Andre.
Fair enough too. Just on Tsitsipas, it wasn't his time, but is his time coming?
Yeah, his time is definitely coming. There's no doubt about it, and he said that. He was very, very dejected, very gutted. He could barely, and in fact, he didn't. He didn't even try to get a smile on his face during the presentation ceremony when he got this silver tray that they gave him as a runner-up. But he said afterwards that he absolutely believes in himself and believes in the way he's playing and his game and all that, to win this title and to win other ones at this level. He's convinced of that, and so too am I. And he, you know, he says, I know I've got a lot of points. I don't know what this has done for my ranking. Well, it has moved him up to a career high number four. If he had won it, he would have been three. So, you know, this is an experience, and it's not a failure. It's an experience. And so often a player loses the first few majors before winning one. And look at Andy Murray, look at Ivan Lendl, and then, you know, they take off. And I think it'll be the same for Tsitsipas.
Yeah, not his time. He's up against the all-time, one of the all-time greats there, Novak. Five sets. He did take the first two, but lost in five. What about the women's on the weekend? Barbora Krejcikova got her first maiden Grand Slam title, 6-1, 2-6, 6-4. Was she the outsider or the favourite going into that, Craig?
She would have been the outsider. She was unseeded. Actually, just missed out on a seeding. You know, if she had been up a little, one more spot in the ranking, she would have probably got a seeding. You know, because of the seeding, Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova was the favorite in that match. Again, not a great match. The third set provided plenty of interest and fascination. And Krejcikova ended up winning that. But it was, you know, the second in a row, female winning the French Open. Last year was Iga Swiatek, and previously it was Yelena Ostapenko. But there's other stuff around Krejcikova that is interesting and fascinating. I mean, she was coached for a long time by Jana Novotná, and she spoke so openly, and I knew Jana really well and what a down-to-earth person she was. And she spoke a lot about Jana's passing a couple of years ago, and she felt that Jana's presence helped her in this final and getting through. And then today, she goes and wins the doubles as well with Katerina Siniaková, and the first woman to win the singles and doubles double at the French Open since Mary Pierce in 2000. So there's so many things that have been going on at this French Open.
No one loves a doubles doubles more than me. You know that, Craig.
Yeah.
That's good business. Yeah. Very good business. What's next on the tour?
I head to London tomorrow and go into isolation for a few days. They are absolute fruitcakes over there with the requirements and regulations and the confusion and whatnot to get into the place. It's a joke and an absolute nightmare. You know, you have to fill up all this stuff and go through all these processes, and you have to book tests before you even get to England and all this. And yet you arrive at Heathrow and you can take a cab or the tube to go into town. Tell me where that makes sense. So I get into London and I'm going to do a test and release. So hopefully after 5 days I can get out. And then Wimbledon is not that far off, only a couple of weeks.
I'm looking forward to seeing that and seeing what Novak can do at the All England Club and see whether or not he can make it 3 out of 3 for this season in tennis. Craig, always great talking to you about the coverage of the world of tennis. You do it better than anyone. We appreciate your time. Have a great time.
Thanks, guys.